Now, a closer look at the Republican view of a possible Shapiro pick with WHYY News political reporter Carmen Russell-Suchansky. Carmen, we know Josh Shapiro is pretty popular, but how does the other side of the aisle, the Republicans, feel about him?
Well, you know, even then, generally speaking, Republicans appear to think pretty highly of him. Now, some call him talented, and others, I guess, prefer the word shrewd, and I'm thinking that they think a little less highly of him, or at the very least that he's calculating. But, for example, I talked to a former Congressman Charlie Dent, who says he thinks Shapiro could really help Harris with you know, more moderate Republicans here.
He can actually bring over some independent Republican votes in the Commonwealth, which, you know, I think she would have a much harder time doing on her own.
But, you know, obviously most Republicans are not necessarily going to vote for Harris with or without Shapiro. You know, I should say that, though, when I ask Republicans about how they feel about Shapiro joining the ticket, they're more like, well, why would he want to do that? So, for example, I talked to Representative Muser, and he sent me a statement that said, or I asked him what he thought about it. He sent me a statement. If I were Governor Shapiro, I wouldn't want to join a losing presidential campaign, particularly when it means defending the failed policies of the Biden-Harris administration. If he's on the ticket, he'd be forced to advocate for open borders, inflation, higher taxes, increased regulation. And basically, he said that would not be reflective of the Josh Shapiro that we currently know.
Well, the other question is school choice. I mean, Shapiro brought himself into the world with supporting school choice. He got tied up in this budget. Do you think that has some Republicans looking at him as a possibility?
You know, I think it's more that he does reach across the aisle. They do see him as somebody who, you know, looks for consensus. So, for example, in 2006, when he was only one term into the, into his own time in the as a state representative, he brokered a deal that put a moderate Republican in the speakership. Yeah. And that was because the Democrats were, you know, couldn't pick their own speaker. So he brokered that deal. And I think that really kind of set the tone for both Republicans and Democrats there. Now, I would say when you bring up the school vouchers, you know, a lot of that does lead to a lot of more criticism from the, you know, from the left and the right.
And there's also the one other question. He is the only governor who is a divided House and Senate. And that's the one thing that they're going to be pushing as the Democrats, that he is a unifier with Republicans and Democrats.
Only as like a Pennsylvania governor could, you know, could possibly do, right?
WHYY News political reporter Carmen Russell-Suchansky on the GOP View.